Well, Stephen, qualified at the weekend, made no mistake. Now looking forward to the final. I'm sure you are.
Oh, yeah, it is kind of added bonus territory, Tom, to be honest. We kind of, I don't know how, somebody said to us that we're like Portugal there in the Euros. We didn't want a game in the group. And now we find ourselves in a final, you know. So it's gone from, we're up in Downings on the last group game, and we'd ask one of the reporters where we threw it. He was doing the calculations, so it's gone from that there to being in the final in the space of maybe 3-4 weeks, so it's a big turnaround, you know.
And tell me, obviously you started the year good, John McNulty came in, you won the Gaeltacht, the county final, then you won the All-Ireland, you know, and you started and you're going well in the league. What happened in the championship?
I don't know, we kind of, after the Gaeltacht there, we, I don't know, we had a severe amount of games in that Gaeltacht, and we kind of had a bang of injuries all at the one time. We think we had maybe 5 or 6 players out, and then some of them were getting back, and we kind of didn't have everybody for the championship. And then the last group game, we got a good few back, and we still only drew a Downings, and we were lucky. And then the Glenfinn game, then we got another 2 or 3 back, and we you know, we had 2 or 3 back, but we were only back maybe that week.
Yeah, because you were out yourself for
I was out myself for
three months.
I missed the 2 group games. I missed the Buncrana game and the Downings game. I played the first game back in May. We were beat, but I think it was a week after the Gaeltacht. So now the boys pulled it through the group. Now we were blessed on a few times to get out of it.
Yeah, and a draw first time round against Fanny Gales. Lucky maybe to get back into it.
Aye.
Eddie O'Kane, coming up from the back.
Aye, Eddie swung at the end now, but we were lucky now. We were 8-2 down at half time, and should have been probably more, to be honest. I thought we were, it was the worst performance we had in a long time, you know. Another 2 or 3 points at that stage, you know, we're 6 down. If we'd have went 8 or 9 down, I'd say we were gone, like. And we happened to tag a few at the start of the second half and got us going. And it looked like then we weren't going to catch them at the end, you know. We seemed to get, we'll always be the point behind, but then Eddie Swunger, in fairness, Eddie's pretty accurate, like, but he, it was just a case of every man abandoned ship and trying to get forward at that stage, you know.
Yeah, obviously comforting to have, you know, to get a result like that, you know, when the odds are going against you, maybe to have the maturity and the character and the will, you know, to survive.
Aye, and the funny, that's kind of been the story of our championship. We, that home game against Buncrana, I think we were maybe 9 or 10 minutes in injury time, and we drew the game off the last kick of the game. Pater Mogan scored a free up in Downings with the same. We were losing 2 or 3 minutes ago. We pulled it out and got a draw. We actually went a point up, and then Downings tagged us back. So it's kind of been the story of our championship. Against Glenfinn too, sure, it was on a knife edge at the end too. We got a point of 2 or 3 minutes ago, and they nearly got us back, like. So it's been the story of our championship so far, to be honest, you know.
You mentioned Pather Morgan there. Obviously he's come in the last couple of years in the minor, obviously a big addition, you know. He takes a little bit of weight off you as well, because he can get in on the scoring act as well.
Pather's been, this is his first year senior because that rule, you know, and he's Pather's been a very good help to us, you know. He adds a lot of pace to it, and he's a lot of experience too for young fella. He's played two years in minor, and obviously any player of that quality coming in is a bonus, you know. And we've a few young fellas now that,
yeah, because the team has evolved, hasn't it?
Team has changed big time now. It's we were in a final in 2013, and there's not many of that team playing now this Sunday, you know. Our team has evolved and it's changed, and it's a young team now, to be honest, you tell me, you know, bar a few, like.
Good pace, isn't it?
Good pace, aye, but you're, nowadays if you don't have pace, you're going nowhere, like. And especially in the big pitches now, the Letterkenny or Balfour, you know, you need them legs.
And John McNulty's come in and he's brought in a system as well. You're defensive, but you like to attack at the same time.
John's come in and he's tried a few things, you know. We can some days we go all out attack, some days we go very defensive, some days we kind of mix and match in between. Now it doesn't always work, but we kind of have been trialing it all year, so that you need to be able to different teams play different systems, so we're trying to match up and do as best we can. So interesting to see now what we're going to do on Sunday, and that'll be John's shout, you know.
And obviously you're still one of the main marksmen, but I noticed on you both your game, I think you've become more of a playmaker maybe than a score getter at the moment.
I'm getting older. I'm only edging myself back into fitness, to be honest. That's the replay there on Sunday was my third game, you know, and bar, I was out for 3 months, so I'm just trying to help. And I'll tell you, well, the young boys around me now, I let them do the running, you know, well, yeah. they're lightning like, so.
And talk to me about that replay, and made no doubt mistake, as we said at the outset, you know, like the second time round.
Aye, we started, we got out of the blocks quick in the replay. You know, the first day, obviously, we're stuck in the blocks until half time, but we got out quick, and that was our aim, to get at them quick and see how it went. And we got a lucky goal now, our second goal, so we were fortunate, you know. But we're six or seven up at half time, and I think the fact that Fannett had that on us the week before let us know that we can't lay off, you know. And so then we tagged on a few points to start the second half, and it was always going to be hard then for Fannett to come back at us, you know.
When you look back on your championship campaign, you know, as you said, just got the two draws in the group games, struggled past Glenfinn in the playoff, you know, or in the quarter final, and had the draw the first day with Fannett, and then came out and ran up a big score and played probably your best football of the year. Are you timing your own right for the championship?
We could be, Tom, you know, it's not that it's planned. We wanted to win every group game. We wanted to win the first game. But it's something strange now this year. You know, we should have, Buncrana should have beat us in Charles. Downings probably should have beat us in Downings, and Glenfinn probably deserves something out of the game, and Fannett should have put us to bed at this in the first game. And cat of nine lives. So hopefully we've one more left, yeah. But we're still here, and that's the one.
And talk to me about Milford. You've played them some years ago. You would have played them a number of times, I'm sure, down the years.
We played Milford last year. Milford would have been in our group state, or in our group last year. Milford, very good team now. They've gone from 3-2-1, and then held their own. Like, and there's not many teams doing that, you know. And again, they just have they've good players, like, and that's, and then they seem to put in they've a big commitment there, and that's a big one. If you have young players and a good commitment, you will go places, you know.
Yeah, and the fact that they were there last year as well and went to a replay, lost out to Burt, you know, that'll drive them on as well, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, I'm sure that's driving them on. You know, they were unfortunate last year. I thought, now to be honest, I thought they had the game against Burt, and it probably slipped out of their grasp, you know. But oh no, I'm sure they're going to be major favourites going in against us, Tom. They're playing Division 1, we're Division 3. Like, if you consider, if a Division 1 county team was playing a Division 3 county team, where would it be at? But listen, we're here now, and we're going to go for it. Like.